Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we're making our way through the book of 1 Timothy, Paul's letter to Timothy. And we are in chapter 6, verses 11 through 16 in the Phillips translation of the Bible. And it says this, "But you, the man of God, keep clear of such things. Set your heart not on riches, but on goodness, Christ-likeness, faith, love, patience, and humility. Fight the worthwhile battle of the faith. Keep your grip on that life eternal to which you have been called and to which you boldly professed your loyalty before many witnesses. I charge you in the sight of God who gives us life and Jesus Christ who fearlessly witnessed to the truth before Pontius Pilate to keep your commission clean and above reproach until the final coming of Christ. This will be, in his own time, the final denouement of God, who is the blessed controller of all things, the King over all kings, and the Master of all masters, the only source of immortality, the one who lives in unapproachable light, the one whom no mortal eye has ever seen or can ever see. To him be acknowledged all honor and power forever. Amen." Mind if I pray for you? Oh, these verses, Lord, thank you. I love how they highlight the greatness of you and the charge to Timothy. And we just accept that charge today. We want to keep clear of the love of money. We want to set our heart not on riches, but on goodness. Teach us what it means to have that quality of goodness. We want to have Christ-like character. And I know that to have that, we simply need to be in relationship with Jesus, in relationship with him, to be near him, to talk to him, to be where he is. And thank you so much that through the Holy Spirit, we have that ongoing, continual relationship, that fellowship that cannot be broken. Certainly not by you. When we walk astray, we can break that fellowship and quench the Spirit, but that Spirit is always there, and I'm thankful for that. Lord, help us to pursue faith, to really trust you for what is next, to really be people of love, unconditional love. Lord, for those people in our lives today who are hard to love, I pray that you would fill our hearts with the way you see them, that we would love them as you do. Lord, for those of us who are impatient, I pray for that fruit of the Spirit, patience, that today we wouldn't get angry in traffic, but that we would be patient and realize that all of us are on a difficult journey and everyone could use a few doses of patience. Lord, help us to be humble. You promise that as we humble ourselves, that you will exalt us in proper time. And so we just want to live in that smaller space. We want to fight the worthwhile battle of faith. We want to keep our grip on the life that is eternal to which we've been called, to really be able to see, to live with an eternal perspective, and that we would be loyal to you. That hesed love that you have poured out on us, we would like to return it back to you. And we know that we can only do that because you have been loyal to us. And Lord, thank you for these last verses, that you are going to have that beautiful denouement at the end of time, that uncovering of all things, that the new heavens and the new earth who are being ushered in by the kingdom right now are going to be complete, where there's no more weeping, no more mourning, but you will wipe every tear from our eyes and you will be that light, that unapproachable light will be the light of the kingdom. There will no longer be need for the sun. What an amazing thing. You are King of Kings. You are the Master of Masters. You are the only source of immortality. You are the one who lives in unapproachable light. You are the one who no mortal eye has seen or ever can see. To him be acknowledged all honor and power forever. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels there. You can start at $1 and move your way up if you'd like. That's a monthly contribution, and that just helps keep this show on the air and pays for the engineering. So thank you so much in advance for doing that, and have a great day.